Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we know that Santa's elves are very busy at the moment making bicycles that some boys and girls will be asking him for this Christmas. But apart from inside Santa's workshop, bicycles are going to be very popular in general this year. Many shops are reporting that they're likely to be sold out of stock in the coming weeks. Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us. Brian, it's been a bumper year for bikes by all accounts.
It has, Claire. So far this year, bicycle sales have increased by more than 30% from last year. Now, that was based on analysis by AIB on credit and debit card transactions. And it showed also, if you just take June, for example, there was a 70% spike in sales that month compared to June last year. So now some bicycle companies and shops are warning of shortages this year because of this increase in demand, obviously due to COVID. In fact, a recent Sport Ireland survey showed significant increase in numbers cycling, for example. So there is another issue which is making it difficult as well to source and make bicycles. It's a global aluminium shortage. So I suppose what all this means is that if you want to get a bike for Christmas, you need to get in and order one early, or perhaps think about buying a second-hand refurbished bike.
All for that. Now, you're going to look into what kind of bike best suits children. Where did you go to find out?
Well, I called to the Bike Shed. It's in Dennehy's Cross in Cork, and I met with owner Killian Reid, and he had some good advice, I think, on what kind of bikes to get if you're thinking about buying, say, your child's first bike. This is Killian.
The important thing is to get your child on a good quality bike to start with. Lots of times people put their kids on heavier bikes and you're kind of stunting their cycling career from the start, you know. And then obviously you need to get the right size bike is essential. Like the an inner leg measurement is a very important thing that we'd ask for if when we're sizing bikes for
so Santa. It's no good going in and saying my little Mary or Johnny are 4 or 5 or 6 years of age. It'd be good to know that inner leg measurement.
Yeah, exactly. Like a 4-year-old could be, you know, 2 foot or they could be 4 foot. It's important to look for the quality of the parts rather than the brand at this stage.
Well, that's interesting. So show me the difference.
This bike would be made of steel. And which is fine for an adult. But
is that the kind of bike we would have had grown up now, a steel bike?
Yeah. For kids, a steel bike is quite heavy. So then you move on to the bike next to it, which is an aluminium bike. The components on this bike would be much better quality as well. So they're much more user-friendly. A new thing that's come over the last maybe 5 or 10 years is balance bikes. And no pedals, so the child is basically running while sitting on the saddle of the bike. They're absolutely amazing, and it's the best way, I would say, to get kids going.
So what age then would you have the balance bike, roughly?
So my kids were contractually obliged to be able to use their balance bike at age 2, pedaling then by age 3, but as I said, they were contractually obliged. So you get some kids coming in at 7 or 8, they can't cycle, sometimes even 12, 14.
It's and all what age do the stabilizers come off?
But the later you leave it, the harder it gets, you know. So I would recommend that you should really be trying to get your kid off stabilizers by 4 or 5.
So that's the bike, Brian. But you know, that's only the start of it because you have to get all the other bits as well.
Well, apart from the bike, you have your accessories, your lights, your locks, your helmets, good reflective clothing. So I suppose Santa might consider some of those things for stockings if the elves aren't too busy. Generally, Killian Reid was telling me the harder the helmet, the better he feels, and to be wary of some of the cheaper, lighter type toy helmets that are on the market. A bell, obviously, is a great investment for kids. So it might be worth asking Santa if a bell comes with a bike, and if not, maybe he could pop one in a stocking. Now, I suppose while those elves are fairly busy at the moment working away, I mentioned earlier we're hearing about possible shortages for people who may want to buy bicycles this Christmas. So I asked Killian about availability.
Things were very busy up until the current 5K lockdown. There was a huge demand for bikes pre that 5K, and in last summer was just bananas busy. I have a feeling that things will get busy again as soon as the 5K is lifted. I think that there will be a guaranteed shortage of bikes this year.
You think so?
Guaranteed, yeah.
And is that because most of the bikes are coming from abroad?
It's because, yeah, most bikes coming from abroad, but you've got the factories that are building the components Shimano being the biggest and most recognized brand. Their lead time now for parts is something in the order of 160 days, whereas in the past it would have been 20 days.
Wow.
So you have factories all over the world crying out for parts to build bikes, and they just can't get them. And it's meant that, like, a bike is made up of hundreds of parts. So if one of those parts is missing, the bike can't be built.
What about buying a secondhand bike?
Secondhand bikes, we've lots of secondhand bikes here at the shop. I do think this year is when the secondhand bikes should move.
And obviously you'll put new gears, brakes, whatever they need.
Whatever needs to be done, like.
Roughly the price range for a bike, what would you expect to spend?
So, like, you need to be spending on a decent quality kids bike would be of the order of 150 plus, really. Secondhand would be half that, maybe a little bit more depending on whether it's aluminium or steel again.
So a couple of messages from that, Brian. Get writing the Santa lists early, and the elves, I know some of them are really skilled and they should, if they can, look at reworking the secondhand bikes. And you
Absolutely.
spoke to some children also, Brian.
Have you your letter written?
Not yet, actually. That might be a job for this weekend, I think.
That's the weekend sorted, yeah. Well, I met with parents and students at St. Catherine's Primary School. It's just off the Model Farm Road in Cork. And I met them just at school, about 2:30. School was just finishing and some of the children were getting ready to cycle home. So I figured, well, who better to talk about bicycles for Christmas than children who cycle to school every day? And of course, we also got talking about all things Santa related. I began with Kirsty. Kirsty is 7 years old.
My bike is a frog bike.
A frog bike?
I like cycling on it because it helps the air pollution.
And where did you get your bike?
I got it in a bike shop.
I do this for a living. I'm going to talk to some of your friends now.
Okay.
Okay, and tell me about you. Is this your bike?
Yeah.
What's your name again?
Davin.
Davin, it's a nice name. Will you give the bell a ring for me? Have you the letter written to Santa?
No.
And tell me about your bike.
I got it from a second-hand bike shop.
Excellent. Do you cycle every day?
Mostly every day.
And now some little boys and girls might be saying, well, it's really hard to cycle. How do you learn?
By practicing a lot.
Exactly. Tell us your name, please.
I'm Aisling.
Aisling. What age are you, Aisling?
I'm 8.
8. Tell me about your bike.
Well, I got it from Santa last year.
This is one some of the elves made last year. Okay.
We measured the size and the colour and the type of bike, so Santa would know exactly what I would like.
Isn't it amazing that Santa's elves knew what size frame to make for you?
Yes.
What's your own name?
Irene Venables.
What age are you?
9.
Okay. And you?
I'm Emer.
Uh-huh.
And I'm 10 and I'm in fourth class.
Are you in the same class?
Yes.
Okay. Which one of you gets in the most trouble with the teacher?
Either.
Irene.
You're pointing at her and she's pointing at you.
I cycle to school every morning. It's quite nice.
It's nice on a day like this when it's sunny, but what about when it's not so sunny?
A few years ago my dad made me cycle on black ice.
He did not.
He did.
Oh my goodness. If a boy or a girl were thinking about getting a bike, what advice would you give them?
I'd give them to get a nice light bike, so it'd be a lot easier to get going.
What about Santa now? Have you written the letters?
I haven't written it yet, but I'm asking for a sewing machine.
I'm going to ask for a new bike bell since my old one doesn't really work very well.
A new bike bell?
Yeah.
Well, listen, good luck with Santa and keep up the cycling.
Thank you.
I'd say Daddy's delighted about the black ice comment, Brian. Did you cycle to school as a matter of interest?
I did cycle to school. I grew up in Ennis and I went to the Christian Brothers. So we cycled in secondary school, yeah, for sure. And I've noticed actually where I'm living in Blarney at the moment in Clonroe, there's a huge number of kids cycling to school. And I saw on Twitter this morning in Limerick, there's a cycling bus where parents and children are taking a route and they're all cycling together as a group. And it looked fantastic.
It's a great
this
idea. It's a great idea until the hailstones come.
I know. Anyway,
Brian, thanks very much. Good to talk to you. Callan's Kicks coming up after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.